Late night jungle journey, arranging from scratch in Ableton Live 12 stock packs. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing an intermediate level jungle slash drum and bass arrangement session in Ableton Live 12, and the goal is very specific. We're building a late night journey from a blank set using only stock packs and stock devices. Not sound design for 3 hours, not 8 bars forever. We're arranging. We're making a 3 to 4 minute arc that feels like a real record. Intro, tease, drop, breakdown, switch up, second drop, and a DJ-friendly outro. Set your mindset right now. We're going to make decisions early, and we're going to make them on purpose. First, set your tempo. Put it at 174 BPM. That's home base for this vibe. Now make sure you're in arrangement view. If you're stuck in session view, hit tab. Today is timeline thinking, not clip launching. Before we add a single sound, we're going to build what I call the arrangement skeleton. Right-click in the timeline and add locators. Put them roughly like this. Intro for 16 bars at the start. Pre-drop tease for 8 bars. Drop 1 for 32 bars. Breakdown or bridge for 16 bars. Drop 2 or switch for 32 bars. Outro for 16 to 32 bars. Don't stress the exact minutes. Think in bars. The big win is that you've made a roadmap, so you don't get trapped in loop addiction. Here's the main energy rule for this whole lesson. Every 8 bars, something changes. It can be small, a hat layer, a bass variation, a filter move, an effect hit, a tiny dropout. But if nothing changes for 16 bars in jungle, it starts to feel like a loop, not a journey. Now let's build the drum core. Jungle lives or dies on the break. Create an audio track and name it Break. Go to the PAX browser and search for Break. Amen. Jungle, drum loop, breakbeat. Grab something that already has character. Drag it into the timeline. Now do the critical part. Warping. Turn warp on. Make sure the loop is actually lined up and the seg BPM makes sense. If it's drifting, right-click and try warp from here, straight. For warp mode, you've got a choice, and it changes the vibe. Complex Pro tends to be smoother and more polite. Beats mode can give you that choppier, old-school bite, especially if you play with preserve at 1/16 or 1/8. Here's my teacher note. Don't automatically force the break to be perfect. Jungle breathes because the break has micro timing and attitude. If you iron it flat, you lose the soul. Do a quick cleanup chain on the break using stock devices. First, EQ 8. High pass around 30 to 40 Hz to remove rumble that will fight your sub later. If it's boxy, a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then drum bus. A little drive, like 5 to 15%. Keep boom off, because we want to control sub with the sub track. Not with a drum effect guessing. Use damp to tame harshness. Then saturator. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 1 to 4 dB. Just enough to make it feel forward. Now we reinforce the break with kick and snare so the drop hits consistently in a club. Create a MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Load stock one shots. Kick, snare, hats. We're not replacing the break. We're adding weight and clarity. Program the backbone. In most DNB and jungle, you're leaning on the snare on 2 and 4. The kick usually lands on one and then a second kick placement that supports the break's push. Don't overthink it. You can nudge the second kick until it locks with the break. On the snare pad, add EQ 8. Give it a bit of body around 180 to 220 Hz and some crack around 4 to 7 kHz if it needs it. Then saturator, maybe 2 to 6 dB of drive. Soft clip on. On the kick pad, EQ out some mud around 250 to 400 Hz. If it needs more weight, gently emphasize 50 to 80 Hz. But don't turn it into a sub kick. We want the SUB track to own the true low end. Next, make a tops track. This is where late night motion comes from. Closed hats, rides, shakers, little perks. Stock samples are totally fine. And please use the groove pool. Pick a shuffled groove and apply it lightly, like 10 to 25%, just to get away from the robotic grid. Even if your break has swing, your programmed hats can still feel stiff unless you humanize them. For processing, keep it simple. Auto filter with a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, because tops don't need low end. Then utility, widen a bit, maybe 120 to 160%. Only for tops, never for sub, and generally not for your main snare and kick. Okay, drums are moving. Now bass. We're splitting bass into two roles. Sub and Reese. Create a MIDI track called SUB. Add wave eatable. Dart with a sine wave or basic shape. Set your amp envelope so there's no click, but it's still tight. Short release, not a long tail that smears. SUB chain. EQ 8, low pass around 120 to 160 Hz. Utility width at 0%. Mono. Always. Optional saturator with very low drive, 1 to 2 dB, just for harmonics, so the sub translates on smaller systems. If you hear obvious distortion, you went too far for a clean jungle sub. Now write a bass line as a 2-bar loop first. Here's a compositional trick that works constantly in jungle. Call and response. Make bar 1 a little busier, bar 2 a little simpler, or swap it. The bass should feel like it's answering the break. Now the Reese layer. New MIDI track called Reese. Wave eatable again. Use a saw or squarish tone. Add a second oscillator detuned a bit. Unison at 2 to 4 voices. If you go crazy here, your mix will get messy fast. For movement, add auto filter. Gentle motion, maybe a little envelope or LFO, and map cutoff to a macro so you can automate it per section. Add chorus ensemble lightly for width. Add saturator for grit. Reese chain suggestion. EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 180 HC so it doesn't bully the sub region. Saturator 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Auto filter for movement. Utility width around 110 to 140%, but keep an ear on low mids. Wide low mids can get foggy. And here's the vibe note. The late night feeling comes from controlled darkness. Your sub is stable. Your Reese is restless. That tension is the mood. Now sidechain. Talk compressor on both sub and Reese. Enable sidechain and choose your kick, or the drum rack track if that's easiest. Start with ratio 2:1:4:1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, so you don't kill the initial bass punch completely. Release 60 to 120 milliseconds, so it breathes in tempo. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. More if you want the pump as an effect, but for jungle rollers, tasteful is usually better. Next up, atmosphere and hooks. This is where we build the night. Create an Atmos track. Use Wave Eatable or Drift for a pad or drone. Then hybrid reverb. Try convolution for believable space. Blend in algorithmic if you want extra tail. Put an auto filter after that and plan to low pass it in the intro and open it a bit in the drops. Add texture, vinyl noise or tape noise from the stock packs. Super quiet. Then auto pan at a very slow rate, subtle depth. The point is not to hear auto pan. The point is that it feels alive when the drums are looping. Now the stab track. This is classic jungle DNA. Use simpler with a one-shot chord stab sample from stock packs. Search stab. Rave, chord, put simpler in one-shot mode. Add echo, maybe eighth note or dotted eighth. Low feedback, add a small to medium reverb. Add auto filter so you can hide the stab and reveal it when you want. Teacher warning, stabs are powerful. A few per 8 bars can define the whole section. If you spam them, they stop being special and you lose your signposts. Now we arrange the journey. This is where you stop thinking like a loop maker and start thinking like a storyteller. Intro, 16 bars. Picture it like you're entering the city at night. Start with Atmos and noise, filtered down. Bring the break in quietly, high passed. Automate the break EQ high pass from around 300 HC down to about 80 HC over those 16 bars. That single move is a pro-level energy lift, because it increases weight without increasing volume. Add a tiny teaser stab or vocal hit every 8 bars. Just a hint, no full sub yet. Keep the listener hungry. Pre-drop, 8 bars. This is tension. Bring in tops. Energy rises instantly. Tease the sub with a one-note drone or short fill, but don't fully commit. Make a riser using stock tools, noise into auto filter with cutoff rising, and increase reverb as it climbs. And in the last bar, do a drum pull-out. This is one of the most effective jungle tricks ever. Mute the break for the last half bar, or automate utility gain down quickly. Even a quarter bar of silence can make the drop feel twice as loud. Drop 1. 32 bars. Full roll. Bring in full break, your reinforcement layers, and your full sub bass line. Bring the Reese either immediately, or even better, stage it. Give the drop somewhere to go. Think in 8 bar levels. First 8, sub plus break, minimal Reese. Next 8, Reese comes in quietly, tops get a little brighter. Next 8, add a variation fill, a break slice, a ghost snare, or a quick effect hit. Last 8, peak intensity, slightly more open hats, slightly brighter filters, a little more stab presence. Now the breakdown or bridge, 16 bars. Reset the ears, kill the sub for the first 8 bars. That space is what makes the second drop feel like it earns its weight. Keep Atmos, maybe a filtered break or just tops. Let hybrid reverb wash out, and then pull it back. Add a small motif, maybe a vocal chop from stock samples, with echo or ping pong delay. Keep it simple. This section is about contrast, not new main ideas. Drop 2, 32 bars. Same world, new angle. You want one big change, not 10 little changes. Here's a very practical switch move. Duplicate the Reese track and name it Reese Switch. Change wavetable position, change unison amount, change saturator drive, maybe a slightly different filter movement. Then at the start of drop 2, bring in the switch Reese and mute the old one. Alternative switch ideas if you want them. Change the bass rhythm while keeping the same sound, or keep drums driving at 174, but write the bass in longer notes for 8 bars to create a halftime illusion. It'll feel heavier without changing tempo. Outro, 16 to 32 bars. DJ friendly exit. Remove the sub after 8 bars. Reduce down to break and tops. Filter down gradually, and leave a clean 8 to 16 bars of drums for mixing out. Avoid huge end-of-track effects that ruin blendability. Think like a DJ. You're handing them clean material. Now let's talk transitions that scream pro, stock only. 1. Reverse cymbal or impact. Take a crash sample, duplicate it, reverse it. Add reverb, freeze and flatten if you want to print the tail, then reverse that tail for the classic inhale into the drop. 2. Noise sweep. Use a noise oscillator or noise sample, automate auto filter cutoff up, add a touch of saturator for edge. 3. Drum fill every 16 bars. Not a huge one. A functional one. Cut the last half bar of the break and rearrange. Or use beat repeat on a return and automate it on for one moment, then off. The key is restraint. Quick mix checkpoints, so your arrangement actually hits. Group break, drum rack, and tops into a drums group. On the drum bus, add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2:1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of reduction. This is glue, not smash. On the master, keep it minimal while writing. Utility if needed, and maybe a limiter just for safety. Keep headroom. Peaks around minus 6 dB is comfortable. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid while you work. First, loop addiction. Fix it by laying out locators and forcing full sections early. Second, too many main ideas. In each section, pick one hero element. Everything else supports. Third, overwarped breaks. If your break loses punch, try switching warp mode and reduce processing. 4th. Stereo sub. Don't. Utility width at 0. 5th. No contrast between drops. Drop 2 needs a switch, rhythm, tone, or space. Now I want to give you some coach notes to level up your arranging fast. Pick a North Star loop first. Make one 16-bar chunk that already feels like the record. Break, reinforcement, sub rhythm, and one hook. This audio version is shortened for playback.